Welcome to Shomach Shalom. The Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Haran Biyakov Shalom and Labas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis speaks about the idea of the Oren on Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara compares that to Torah and says that the Oren represents the Keser of Torah that anybody can take. And merely the Gemara speaks about Inyon of the Oren and an Inyon of Tamil Chachim. And the Maharal really puts it together because the Gemara says, there's three aronos that Bezalel did, meaning the aron was combined out of three boxes, and tzoy shalates, and the chitzorin of zov, and the pnimish of zov. So the middle one is made out of wood, and the outside and the inside is made out of gold. The Eben Ezra asks, we anyway don't see the wood, we just see the gold in the inside, the gold in the outside. So what's the point to have wood in the middle? Just have one piece of gold. Why do I have to have gold outside, gold inside, and wood in the middle? And the Mefarshim speaks about it and explains it in different ways. The Maharal in the Guraya says a big insight. He says, the Oroin is made out of wood. And the outside is made out of gold. Why? Because by Torah, there's two different elements in Torah. It says, Orich Yomim Bimino, Uvismoilo Oishavichavit. The right is the Arichus Yomi of Torah, referring to the actual Torah, referring to the Eitz Chaim of Torah, that connects to above. On the other hand, on the left side, you have Oishe V'Chavot. That's where you have the richness and the covet. Says the Maharal, the Eitz Chaim of Torah, that's what belongs to above, to the highest levels of Torah, to the depth of Torah. That refers to the Olam Haba that we don't really see in the world, the beauty of Torah that we can't really connect to. It's mechuseh v'nelam. It's covered and hidden. But the cover in the noisher, that's what's revealed in this world. So therefore, the aron has a wooden piece, but a wooden piece is concealed from the inside and from the outside. You can't really see the inside and the outside because you have gold all around it. What you see is the gold. You don't see the wood. The wood refers to the nister of Torah, to the concept which is a more wholly connected to the lamhaba of Torah, while the gold shows what you have over here in our lamhaza. And this idea of the Maharal, of the wood, represents the connection to Shamayim, while the gold represents the world over here, connects beautifully with the Rabbeinu Bechaye on our Gemara in Amud Aleph. Because the Gemara in Amud Aleph says that what's the Atzei Shittim Oimdim, the Atzei Shittim that we have, the wood of the Mishkan, says the Gemara, Shema'amidim is Tzipuyan. The wood was holding the gold which was around it. Says the Gemara, Shema Toimar Ovid Sivran Vota Sikuyan. Maybe you tell me they don't have a chance, they're not going to survive. They last forever. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye in Chumash, he says, what's the idea? Because the Mishkan, everything you have down in the world, the Mishkan, the Misamikdosh, you have connected that something above there in Shemayim. That's what the wood, Ateshitim Oindim, refers to. Their Oindim refers to the Amid that they have up there in Shemayim, the Oindim that connect to above. Ma'amidim is Sipuyan, that's what it holds what we have down here in the world. All the Kedush that we have in the world is the hell, but we have a up there. So maybe when Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, do you think that that part that belongs to above, is that destroyed also? Says the Gemara, She'oindim lo'oylam ulo'ylamim, that stays forever. The Eitzim of the Mishkan, the Eitzim represents the Eitz Chaim, that represents, that continues forever. The gold is what could go away. That connects beautifully with the Maharal, says that by Aron also, the Eitz refers to the Eitz Chaim, while the gold is what you have in this world. So the Eitzim of the Mishkan and the Eitzim of the Aron, they both represent a similar thing. Just to add to that, the Reb Tzaddik says, when he speaks about the three Aronis, he says that the Eitzim, or talking about the Torah itself, and the gold refers to the Midah of Yir, or Yir Shemayim. As Reb Tzaddik explains in other places, there's two parts to Yir Shemayim. The Yiras Shemayim, which is the beginning of the Avodah, in order to become a human being, you have to have some fear of Hashem. And the other Yiras Shemayim is once you learn Torah and connect and elevate yourself, you have even a greater Yiras Shemayim. But Lechora, this connects to Maharal as well. Because Yiras Shemayim, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that belongs to this world. The way of Avodah in this world is through Yiras Shemayim, that's what we have. So the gold represents what we have in the world, the Avodah of this world, while the wood represents the Nitzchius, the Olam Haba, and the Tzchaim that we have, it all connects together, these two parts of the Gemara that we have. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.